When I was a bluegrass boy working for Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night. And it was a union scale gig, $27.50. Figure 4 weekends in a month, he'd be doing all right. I remember joining the union down in Nashville. Mr. George Cooper was the president of the union. He had to sign all the contracts that went out because I did some of the booking for Bill. And Bill Monroe went down there. He stood up for me there at the union, hand on the Bible with me, right hand raised. He said, Mr. Rowan, George Cooper saying to me and Bill standing there, he said, have you ever been, are you now, and will you ever be a member of the Communist Party? I said, no, which is a good thing, too, because the next weekend we were down in Alabama and a guy come up with a big old pitchfork at the show and said, you ain't from around here, are you? You Yankee? Yeah, I said, uh-huh, Yankee. No. He said, you ain't a communist, are you? And you know what? I knew the answer to that one. Anyway. So we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night, and about midnight, Bill would say, boys, meet me over in Goodlettsville at the bus and bring some traveling clothes. About 2:30. So around 2:30 in the morning, we'd kind of get our way over to Goodlettsville and get in the bus that we called the Bluegrass Breakdown, and we'd kind of, all the bluegrass boys would get behind it and give it a big push, and Bill would pop the clutch. And it'd be, the diesel would turn over, and then Bill would just go back and play solitaire for the next 8 hours while the bluegrass boys changed on the fly, you know. Never letting those gears grind, double clutching all the way up to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. I remember the morning that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway there in northern Kentucky. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. After a while, he walked up to me and said, Pete, don't forget it. Don't you ever forget it? And he sang a melody, and we put some words to it together. It's called The Walls of Time.
And though we
darkness. Valley moans and whispers through the pines. I know it's my sweetheart calling. I hear through the walls of time. Lord, send the angels for my darling. Well, can't resist here. Two of my favorite musicians who picked the fire out of these instruments here. What do you say, guys? What have you picked out for us today, Tony Rice?
Let's do the, Blackberry. Yeah, let's do that. Blackberry. Flat Pickers National Anthem.